What's up, everybody, and welcome to the very first The Weekly Pulls Podcast. My name's Derek. It's your boy. You follow me on Twitter, you follow me on YouTube, at The Weekly Pulls. We're here for the first episode. I have my best friend since the first grade, Mr. Tevin. Tevin, introduce yourself, bud.
Hey, name's Tevin. You can follow me on Twitter at The Tev Capital N. That's The Tev Capital N on Twitter. Happy to be here. Been behind the scenes for a while, so it's good to be something with you.
Me and my boy Tev Dog go down to the comic shop every week together, man.
Every Saturday, and it reminds me of back in the day when we used to go to the comic book stores. You know, we've been friends for a long time. You mentioned first grade, and from there it's been, what, like 20 years?
Yeah, man.
We've been friends.
So we're from a small town, and our small town never was able to have a comic shop. But we did have a little tiny dorky kiosk in the mall where this guy got some comics. And Tevin showed up at my house one evening and said, "Yo, we gotta go to the mall." He drug his mom all the way to my house. "Yo, Derek, we gotta go to the mall now." And I'm like, "Why?" And he's like, "They have comics." I'm like, "Okay, let's go. Let's fucking go."
Yeah. We just started getting into like the Marvel universe. He always loved Spider-Man. And every time I come over, he always had a Spider-Man action figure. I made fun of him for it. But when I saw the comic shop, it's just a little small kiosk, just right in the middle of a walkway, right in front of a Peebles.
He didn't have that many comics. Nothing. It was mostly like Magic the Gathering and that kind of stuff, which is totally cool. That's your scene, it's just not me.
Hosted Magic the Gathering card games and had competitions there in the kiosk, but we were just there for the comics. And those were the days of getting my hands on the first copy of a Captain America comic book.
For me, it was like my first modern experience, right? Like, I had some old comics that I've gotten before in the past at flea markets and stuff, but this was like our first real experience with, like, this was printed this week.
Yeah, yeah. And after I got my hands on those comic books, that's when I found out that my dad, back in his younger days, had bought comics. And I've got those old ones. Man, they're yellow. And they fall apart in your hands. They didn't put them in sleeves or anything to keep them.
They chip, dude.
Yeah, those ones are rough. But I got some of those. And I remember he has, like, Justice League. And he has a bunch of old ones. I don't think they're...
So what was your very first comic? What was your first comic that you can remember? That wasn't, like, a newspaper comic or, like, Garfield or Calvin Hobbes. Like, what was, like, your first actual, like... comic book?
Actually, it would have been when we visited the kiosk. The first one that I got there was that Captain America series. It's called Man Trapped Lost in Time, something like that.
I remember you were really excited about that.
And it has the origin story of where he fell in the ice and then his journey of getting reintroduced into the new world.
So, like, I've told you about my first comic book, right?
I don't think so.
So, it was literally, like, 2002, 2003, whenever the first X-Men movie came out. And that was also my first movie theater experience. And they totally gave out comics at the movie theater. Still have that book. If you've watched... if you listened to my previous podcast that I did with my buddy Daniel, I told this story. It's a great story. I love that comic. And there was another time, it was my birthday, 2006, the Daredevil movie, Ben Affleck, Jennifer Garner,
yes.
Masterpiece.
Classic.
No hate, I love that movie, and if you don't, I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, we'll just leave it there.
But all I wanted for my birthday was a copy of that movie on VHS and a big kid's meal. My dad takes me to Kmart, I get the VHS, we go to Burger King and get a big kid's meal. I don't get a toy. I get a full-sized Looney Tunes comic book.
Oh, there you go.
I still have it. It's got the fry grease on it still, dude. I read that book over and over and over again. I was obsessed.
Yes. Yeah, those were the times, you know, nothing beats that first feeling of opening those comic books.
It's such a refreshing thing.
McDonald's.
It's a whole new world, dude. Like, what's that movie? It's Pocahontas saying, "Oh, new world."
That's right. All the colors of the wind, or whatever they say in that.
So, what other comics did you get back in Lewisburg back in the day? What was it like? It was like 2011, 2012?
Yeah. And there was not much outside of just the red, white, and blue star-spangled warrior of Captain America that I fell in love with him. I don't know what the concept or the idea behind Captain America is, but there's just something about Cap that's so raw and real that I just fell in love with.
It's America's ass, bro.
Yeah, it is. It is. I fell in love with his story. You know, World War II, love history is one of my favorite concepts. So that's probably what did it in the beginning was like...
That's fair.
Somebody helping Hitler and then he hates Hitler, you know, punched Hitler in the face. That's awesome.
So didn't you have like two Cap series that you were reading back then?
I had about four.
Four?
Yeah.
Damn, I thought it was like two.
No, I had a bunch. I had that... Man in Time.
The Man Out of Time, yep. Or whatever.
I had Patriot.
Didn't you have a Hail Hydra one? Wasn't that?
Like, I did.
Okay, I did. I remember that one because that was the one the dude fucked you over on and you didn't get your next issue. That's and that's right. When we quit going.
Yeah, and then he sold me a variant of the same issue.
Yeah, and we were 16 and stupid.
Yeah, we had no idea.
We had no experience. We were virgins.
We were using that website. Do you remember Comic Vine?
I still get on Comic Vine. Comic Vine's still a thing, bro. Yeah.
That's what we used like when we were first getting into the world of comics was Comic Vine.
If y'all are listening to this and you've never been on Comic Vine, if you want to get on there, that's like your encyclopedia, bro. That is your Bible. It has everything on there chronologically, dude. Yep. Check that out.
You can go to your wikis about all of your different series, but man, Comic Vine was that original hit that we went to get all that information.
I really love Fandom too. You go on Fandom?
I do not.
I like Fandom. It's like wiki for it is nerd stuff. Wiki, they got everything on there. Yeah. Comics, video games, everything.
That's right.
Love you Fandom. Build,
you want to jump into a community, that's the way to do it. So, or a Reddit community.
Well, if you can hear that dangling, that's my dog. Just ignore that. But the books
raw,
I was reading back
unedited
then.
Here
raw, unedited, pools. Dude. We're not editing this podcast.
That's right.
I do enough editing on YouTube. This is going to be it.
You want the real us. This is it.
So, I was reading Dan Slott's Amazing Spider-Man. Yep. Everybody hates on Dan Slott, but I don't give a shit. He wrote Spider-Man for 10 years. We got great costumes. We got great stories. You play that Spider-Man PS4 game, you like Dan Slott. So, if you're playing that game and you hate on Dan Slott, you suck. You're a hypocrite. Right. And I don't, it's stupid. You're stupid.
Yep. And, we were just having this conversation about those video games. I don't, if you're a gamer, you'll see Spider-Man. You had X-Men games. You had Iron Man. You had Hulk. The Hulk video game was amazing. Picking up
Ultimate Destruction, bro. Making the cars fucking boxing gloves and shit.
Made you want to paint yourself green.
My favorite one, he would you jump up in the air and you hit two buttons together and he would just go through this rage. And then he would do this he would shoot himself like a bullet in a flying headbutt.
That's right.
And it was the strongest attack in the whole game. Turn myself into a bullet real quick.
That's right.
Yeet.
Jump for 10 miles just to slam down. That's the whole thing. And poor Cat, man, he's just had one game. And that game was rough.
I never played it.
It's
well, I quit playing video games a long time ago because they suck.
They do.
I know I've never played it, but I know the Batman Begins video game gets a lot of hype about it. Apparently, it was really good.
Yeah, and those Arkham series are really good too. The combat's just amazing.
Back on topic about the books we were reading.
Right.
I was also reading it was the Venom series by Rick Remender when Flash Thompson was taking over Venom and they militarized him and he was using him as a weapon.
I gotta remember that.
It was really good. I only got 3 issues deep before the kiosk closed,
He just disappeared.
And then I was also reading this series called Age of X. Do you remember that?
I think so.
It was that weird X-Men story where it was if the X-Men were outlawed, if the mutants were basically outlawed, and the Avengers were hunting them down. There's a sweet panel where Hulk claps a mutant's head together. It's super brutal. Yeah, dude, it was awesome. I loved it.
I'm breaching out.
Yeah, I loved that series. It was fun.
Yeah. And my favorite series that I've ever read, and to this day it's my favorite I got from that kiosk, was the Ultimate Cap series where he met with the Captain America from the Vietnam era.
Yeah, I remember that. You were so hype about that.
Oh, man, that story just blew my mind.
You talked about that shit for weeks.
I still talk about it. I still talk about it. It's so good. Just the idea of America isn't perfect. And then Cap's like, I can't deal with that. America's perfect. And then now we're getting such raw Cap that it's just obvious. And I think it all started from Ultimate Cap.
Yeah.
Where he met the Vietnam guy and that just kind of stuck in his brain there that he, America might not be this shining beacon of hope.
And then I got one more gem out of that kiosk. You remember what it was?
I
was at your house that day and your mom took us and I was like, my mom gave me the money for this. So I was like the only reason I went. Spider-Man the Clone Saga.
I do remember
the OG 90s Clone Saga on hardback. Still have it.
Yep.
Great read.
I do remember that.
Fucking amazing. Tom DeFalco. You're the man. That's fucking right. Love the Clone Conspiracy. Or not this conspiracy. That's later. The Clone Saga. The OG shit. I love Ben Reilly. Let's just talk about Spider-Man for a minute. What's your favorite costume? What's your favorite costume?
Playing the game, I really kind of liked not the Iron Man mech one, but there's another one that's kind of
like the MK3?
Yeah, I think so. And then the green one. I can't remember the name. These are yours. I don't know Spider-Man.
When you say green, you talk about the stealth suit, right?
Yes. Yeah, the stealth
fucking
suit.
Fucking love that suit, dude.
That suit is so...
Issue 650, Dan Slott gave us that shit.
It's dope.
I love that suit. My favorite, it's fucking Ben Reilly, dude. Scarlet Spider with the blue hoodie. Love that shit.
Yeah.
God!
And then the one where he's got the mohawks, kind of ridiculous.
The punk rock one?
Yeah, I've never seen that before.
The game, but I mean...
It might be a game exclusive.
I can respect it.
That was kind of...
It's pretty lit. Like, hell yeah, Spider-Man fucking raising anarchy and fuck the government. Hell yeah. Punk rock, dude.
Takes us back to our Rage Against the Machine days.
Hell yeah, dude. The government sucks. All right. So, let's see here. What are we reading now, man? What's up? What's on your pull list right now?
You know, it's no surprise when I say this, but there's a new Captain America series. The United States of Captain America. Great series. Just started. Came out this past week. Somebody stole the shield. And Captain America couldn't keep up with them.
You think it was Nicolas Cage?
No, I didn't. Could be.
If Nick Cage could steal the Declaration, I think he could take Cap's shield.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. He's in that new, it's based on Five Nights at Freddy's. If he could take those things, he could take Cap. Dark Knight's fantastic series.
You mean Black Knight?
Black Knight. I do that every time. Every time. Black Knight, yeah. Curse of the Ebony Blade. See, I got that part down. But the Dark...
Black Knight. He's about to do it again.
Black Knight is fantastic. The writing is great. Issue 4 just came out. It's...
If you got any questions about this Black Knight series, hit my boy up on Twitter, because he won't shut up about it.
You mean Dark Knight, right? Dark Knight.
But definitely hit Tevin up on Twitter if you have any questions about that Black Knight. You're trying to dig into it. He knows, man.
That Eternal series
He's super into that too, man.
Yeah. If you got any questions, you know, I don't have all the answers, but I'm happy to dive in with you.
Everybody knows me now because my YouTube channel. But if you haven't checked out my YouTube channel, definitely go do that. Yeah. But...
Same name.
I'm definitely an indie guy. I love the indie books. Image is hitting on all cylinders right now, dude. Texas Blood yesterday blew me away. Chris Condon, Jacob Phillips, fucking love you guys.
Yeah.
Two Moons, my God, what a great series. Historical fiction, Civil War era, demons, what the fuck?
That's insane.
The art in that book, phenomenal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And isn't he Native American?
Yeah, he's a Native American Union soldier.
You need way more of that. You know, if there's
so good.
There's a future cover in the Captain America series. and there's a Native American guy on that, and I'm really looking forward to it. We need more Native American heroes. I think, especially in that Western era, just we need more.
Right.
We need more of that.
And honestly, a lot of people have been talking about it on Twitter too. You know what more Western heroes we need?
We need
more Black Western heroes.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, like...
Absolutely.
That was their era, too. And it's like, give me more of that. Have you seen the preview for that movie with Idris Elba?
I have not.
I can't remember the name of it, but it's a spaghetti Western with Idris Elba, and like the whole cast is black, and it looks freaking amazing. Like, I'm super stoked for that.
They need like a Django is what they need to make.
Yeah, but Django was just so over the top with all the racism and shit.
It was in your face.
Super in your face. Yeah. You know how awkward it was being the only white dude in the theater and everyone, they just keep spouting the N-word over and over and over again. Like, I don't want that. I want the nice core cowboy Western.
Yeah, absolutely.
Give me like a Tombstone with Idris Elba.
Right, exactly. Or, Oh, I lost it. Go ahead. We'll move on.
You're good. Let's talk about the books we're both reading. Let's go into first, the brand new book that came out this week. Barbaric from Vault. Tell me what your thoughts were. Tevin just read this like 30 minutes
ago.
Tell me about it. What did you think?
It's a great concept of making such an iconic person, a barbarian, forced to be a good guy. It's a great, great twist that I would never have thought of this. So shout out to them. With that twist of making a barbarian.
Michael Morrissey.
Yeah.
I think that's how you say it. Bro, this gave me just total... This is what a comic book is supposed to be. Violent, great action, blood, sex, vulgar. It was fun as hell.
Well, if you want to venture outside of DC and Marvel, you get that in your indies.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Indies is where it's at. There's no rules. Yeah, there's no FCC, the Comics Code Authority. Yeah. That was like a trend in the 90s. We don't do that shit anymore. No rules.
Yeah. So Barbaric is really just a fantastic story.
Can we just talk about Axe? I love Axe,
dude.
That's
your boy.
So, like, I read on Twitter, someone said they read Axe in Jack Black's voice. I read it in, like, my own personal crackhead voice, right? Yeah. Get that fucking sweet nectar of life, Owen! Like, oh my God, it's just hilarious. He's like a puppy, but he's an axe. attacks, and it's hilarious. He wants the blood, dude. He needs that blood.
Of the evil people, no good people now.
I think in the issues coming up, we're gonna get some just random killing for fun.
Think the line's gonna get blurred?
Yeah, just because right it's Axe. Like, it's not like Axe. He doesn't give me like I'm super pure vibes. He gives me like I'm gonna do whatever I want whenever I need it. Right. And I'm super excited for it. I love it.
Yeah, he's bound by that. You know, you gotta help people because you know when they request help, he's like, you gotta do this. So
right, of course.
A great idea.
And the art in it too is like fantastic,
top notch. Like coloring,
panel to panel, the action, like these dudes getting their heads chopped off and sliced in half. Yeah. At one point, one of my favorite panels, like he straight up grabs this dude by the fucking balls, and like the panel is the dude's balls in Owen's hand, and he's like popping that shit.
Yeah. Small hilarious panel in there. Yeah,
loved it. I love little details, dude.
Yeah, those. It's a good story. I love the concept of making a barbarian.
So let's talk about...
Forced to be a good guy.
Let's talk about the next one. The big one.
The big one.
Radiant Black.
Radiant Black.
Kyle Higgins, Marcelo Costa.
Amazing.
Bro.
The twists, the turns, just the whole adventure of... What, we're three issues, four issues?
We're five deep.
We're five deep?
We're five deep.
Man, these are coming out quick. Time's rolling.
It really is. Issue six comes out next week.
Next week.
Yeah. Pretty sure it's next week.
See, I'm not on top of those release dates. Derek's my guy. I go to him. I'm like, what's coming out this week? He's got it right off.
Nobody even off needs a calendar in my house because I know the date of every Wednesday for like the next 5 years.
He does. He sends it off the cuff. I could just send him a text 12 o'clock and he'd get back to me in like 10 minutes. Just
when does this come out? It was already out, bro. You're late.
Yeah, it came out 5 minutes ago. Where have you been? But Radiant Black, great, amazing story. I feel like I'm watching a movie when I read it.
Kyle Higgins is a genius.
Yeah, the story. That's my big issue. Like, I love a comic with a good story. You know, if you don't have a good story, a good concept, it's not going to reel me in.
Did you get the magic when you read the first issue like I did? Did you feel it?
I think you were way more hyped. But after the twist that happens...
Like, but do you remember the first time you ever picked up a Captain America comic and it just, like, really just fucking, like, ripped you at your heart and you're like, oh my God, I'm in love.
Yeah.
That's how absolutely I felt when I read Radiant Black number one.
It took you back to your first days.
Yes, it literally just felt refreshing, you know what I mean? Like, cracking open a fresh cold beer on a summer day or just, like... It felt new, it was different, it was exciting, but it still was a superhero story. And it's phenomenal. It's so good.
It's real. That's the only word that comes. It's just amazing.
And like amazing. The twists. I mean, we can fucking talk about it, okay? Because I've spoiled this shit on my YouTube channel.
And it's been a while.
So honestly, like, here you go, guys. Spoiler alert. Like, if you haven't read Radiant Black, you might want to tune out for a minute. But we're going to fucking deep dive into this for a little bit. Issue fucking, what was it? It was four, right?
Four, yeah.
Issue fucking four. What the hell? Yeah. Nathan died.
Yeah, he barely had the suit.
Our main character fucking died. Four floppies deep and he's dead.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
But he's not dead.
But he's not dead because in issue five,
he's
in a coma.
He's in a coma.
What do you think? Give me what do you think's going to happen with Nathan?
I think he's going to come back.
Like, all the way back?
All the way back.
I don't think he's going to come all the way back.
What do you think?
I think Nathan's going to serve kind of like as a Mr. Miyagi to Marshall. I feel like Nathan, where they've both wore the suit, I think they're both connected to it mentally. Uh-huh. Nathan's going to stay in a coma, but Nathan's still going to be able to talk to Marshall, and he's going to guide him, right? That's what I think. Because Marshall's not, like, pure of heart, I guess. Like, he has good intentions, but he's immature.
Right.
And he needs a guide, and that guide's going to be Nathan, I think.
That's a good idea.
You know, like, I think it'd be super cool. Like, Marshall's about to, like, go do something stupid, and Nathan's like, no, don't do that, you freaking idiot. Like, do it this way.
He's the voice in the back of his head now.
Hey, he's going to make the little angel on his shoulder.
Yeah.
That's what I think's going to happen.
Yeah, and then when Radiant Red, you know, she comes out,
it's revealed. That's next issue.
Yeah, that, you know, she's a woman. It was
awesome. That threw me through a loop, bro. I did not think Radiant Red was going to be a chick.
Yep, she comes out and says, you know, I just tried to scare him. I was like, man, this is real. Like, this is a real person.
And I'm just going to say this.
Uncomfortable situation.
Like, in the issues, they did not draw tits on Radiant Red. So, like, they totally threw us through a loop. Because in issue 5, Kyle Higgins and Marcelo Costa, y'all some dirty dogs. Because once y'all reviewed her to be a girl, you threw some tits in there. So, you guys really hit that one really good. I'm going to say that.
I didn't even pay attention.
I did. I went back. Yeah. I went back and looked. There was no hint that she could have been a woman.
Yeah. I just feel like this series, with the concept of them, all these people found this black hole accidentally.
Or was it fate?
That's the part we don't know. But they all seem really uncomfortable in their situation.
Yeah, especially, was it the yellow guy? Old-ass man?
Yeah, he's
dude,
old.
He's a boomer, dude.
Yeah. You get the vibe that they all just... Nobody knows what's going on. All they know is there's this big bad guy, and they have to fight him. They have to figure out how to stop him.
Welcome to existence.
Yeah. And that's the part that gets me, is that everybody just seems so uncomfortable. And it's awesome.
It is. Have no idea what's going to happen. We can make these predictions all day long, but we don't know what the hell they're going to do. I didn't think Nathan was going to get killed.
Right, absolutely. Nobody did.
Nobody did. He said on Twitter, issue 4, everything changes. He didn't fucking lie. Everything changed. Everything.
Yep.
And I mean, maybe there's going to be more radiance out there. I don't know.
Right. I mean, we got pink, yellow, red, and black, right?
Right now, yeah. And then at the end of issue 5, the villain.
Yeah.
It looks like a fucking space samurai.
Yeah.
Fucking stoked about that. I hope they get their shit rocked by this thing. I hope it's a really awesome fight.
They all die and we get whole new radiance.
Right. Oh, yeah. And then... when Marshall's fighting Radiant Red in issue 5, when she emerges from the lake,
and was the giant. Yeah. Oh, the Hulkbuster.
It looked like a Hulkbuster, like right? A Hulkbuster. That's what I said. You remembered. Yeah. Oh, you watch my videos.
I do. I support you. Again, I'm behind the scenes.
Yeah, when she popped out of there, I was like, whoa! Yeah. Holy shit!
It was awesome. It was a great moment in the comic. And then when he whips out the cape, another great moment.
I love the cape. I'm living for the cape. I hope we get much more caped Radiant Black in the future. Right. You hear me, Kyle Higgins? We need more cape.
More capes.
More cape.
Yeah, we're not Edna from, The Incredibles. We want
more capes. Oh, yeah,
capes. We need more capes.
We're not going to get sucked in any airplanes in this motherfucker.
That's right. Speaking of other indies, can I throw in one here?
Absolutely.
Berserker. Keanu Reeves. Boom. Amazing story. If you haven't picked this up, pick this book.
I haven't picked it up. You're going to have to let me borrow it.
The art, amazing. You know, if you like Keanu Reeves, you're going to like this book.
Give me a lowdown. If I walked into a comic shop and I said, tell me about Berserker, give me like the biggest lowdown you can without telling me any fine detail.
Main character is immortal.
Okay.
Can't die. Hates the fact that he's immortal and is trying to find a way to get himself killed.
Sounds like a smart guy.
Yeah. A blood... gore, all the action you can think of. They're going to make a Netflix adaptation of it, so if you want to get in on the story,
okay, right on.
Hop in. The main character looks like Keanu Reeves, so they're going to cast Keanu Reeves. Believe this started as a Kickstarter. They got backed by people, and you know that's how they got this comic off the ground, as they started a Kickstarter. So
I didn't know that. That's pretty cool.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, boom.
So like when you say action, like Keanu Reeves, a lot of people like, there's different levels of Keanu Reeves action, right? We got The Matrix and there's a bunch of guns. We got John Wick, it's a bunch of guns. Like, is this like a bunch of guns? Is this like some like samurai type shit, more hand in hand? Are we getting a lot of swords or anything? Like when I look at the covers of these, it kind of reminds me of a manga. Right. So is this like, is it much more like brutal, like kung fu type shit, or is it much more like, is it gun violence, a little bit of everything?
There's a little bit of everything.
That's fair.
He has daggers, and I don't know about swords. I don't remember right off top. I'm drawing a blank there, but a lot of gunplay. I wouldn't say John Wick style, because John Wick's more, he can die. So he's
John Wick's much more like a
professional.
Yeah, he's like CIA type shit. He's like more Agent 47.
Right. This is not professional, because he just runs in gung-ho, just fires at everything, and he gets shot, and it's just a great concept of a person who's immortal trying to figure out how they can break that immortality.
It's kind of like Benjamin Button, except we're trying to die.
No.
No, did I get that wrong?
Benjamin Button ages backwards.
Oh. But he still dies. He's just going to die as like a baby, right?
Yeah, well,
yeah.
Yeah, Benjamin Button.
Well, at least it'll be a cheap funeral, small casket.
I don't know. Does he go past that stage?
I don't know. Would he like go all the way back to like just not existing?
Right.
That's a good question. I've never watched the movie. This could be a good comic. We could get a nice Benjamin Button comic, and it doesn't even have to be like a series, right? Just a nice book. It'll show the guy old as shit, and it'll just keep going all the way back until he doesn't exist anymore. That would be a good panel to panel.
Find us on Kickstarter.
Like, absolutely no dialogue, just pure art. You hear me out there, comic book creators? Do this shit for me. This sounds dope. I have great ideas.
Are you gonna call it Benjamin Button, the series?
No, because I feel like it's probably like some copyright or some shit.
Yeah, probably. Has to be.
We'll call it Reverse Death.
Yeah.
That sounds cool.
Or you know, like Ziggy Zipper instead of Benjamin
Button. Ziggy Zipper?
Yeah, I don't know.
Walking up the down escalator. That's right. So I'm going to talk a little bit about some of the books that I love in my pull box right now.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that Texas Blood. If you watched my YouTube video yesterday, it was my pick of the week. It outdid Barbaric. A lot of people are choosing Barbaric as their number one comic, and it was great.
Great.
I'm biased as shit. I love a good crime story, and I love a good Western. Chris Condon, Jacob Phillips, knock it out of the park. Every time, dude. Take that to the fucking bank. I love that Texas Blood. Joe Bob is such a believable character, right? Joe Bob's the sheriff of Ambrose County, Texas.
Yeah.
And the first story arc in Volume 1, it's investigating a murder. This new story arc now, he's flashing back 40 years prior. There's some like cult murdering shit going on in Ambrose County that has leaked over from California, Manson type shit.
Okay.
And it's really good. I'm super excited for issue number 8. Like, yeah. It's really good.
The family. Is he's going to fight the family?
I have no idea. We don't know at the end of the issue. Like, he's flashing back to his other deputies because they found these two dead kids in this cornfield, and it looks pretty sacrificial.
Right.
And this private investigator shows up, and he says, "Hey, man, I'm from California, and I'm here to help." Well, okay, Mr. Right. Liberal Man.
Right. Yeah.
And,
way to start.
So, yeah, I love that Texas Blood. And next, we got to talk about Beta Ray Bill. Have you read Beta Ray Bill?
I've not.
Got to let you borrow Beta Ray Bill. Y'all, if y'all are not...
about it.
Dude.
This guy hypes Beta Ray Bill every time we go in the comic store. This issue right here, and he taps it. Every time. I like this issue. I like this comic. Beta Ray Bill.
It's gotten so many reprints, and the new covers are fucking sick.
Yeah. I love variants. I like
I love a good variants. Variant, too. Yeah. But Beta Ray... Daniel Warren Johnson and Mike Spicer... Can't miss. Their art, phenomenal. This story, this comic has made me fucking cry, dude. I swear to God.
Really?
Yes. I'm an emotional bitch, and I cry when I read Beta Ray Bill. Pretty sure it was number 2 and 3. I cried a little bit when I read 4. It's sad. His whole family is... They all died. His whole planet is dead. He feels inadequate. Here we go. Spoilers, dude. If you haven't read Beta Ray Bill, fucking fast forward this because I'm diving in why it makes me cry.
He loves it.
He gets rejected by the love of his life.
You'll have to fast forward about 20 minutes. He's going to ramble.
I'm about to go on.
He loves it.
I'm a fucking rambler, dude.
Go.
Dude, so issue 1, he can't switch back to his original Corbinite form. He's stuck in the horse face, right? Because in Thor, Donny Cates is Thor.
So this Beta Ray Bill is just a mask?
No, he got... I don't know his full backstory, but he got altered.
Okay.
His horse face is not his true form.
Okay.
He looks more like a human, but he's orange, and he has, like, no nose.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
And he had Stormbreaker that was given to him by Odin, you know, from the movies and shit.
Yeah.
And in Donny Cates' Thor destroyed Stormbreaker because Bill was fighting Thor over shit to do with Null. I think it was Null. I don't remember. I have to go back and read it again. So, yeah, he can't transform back to his OG self without Stormbreaker, and it's killing him. He went to go have sex with his girlfriend, and she's, like, completely turned off. Oh, my God. Broke my heart. Poor Bill. Oh, my God. I love Bill. I feel so bad for Bill.
See, this is part of the story that I didn't know. I didn't know that. I thought that's his alien species. That's what he looked like. Uh-uh. That's not what he's supposed to look like.
No, that's not his true Corbinite form. It's crazy, ain't it?
Yeah.
You got to read this. Because I'm pretty sure, I don't know like the whole lore of Beta Ray Bill, but they turned him that way to be a warrior, to fight for his planet. And his planet ended up dying anyway. And then he ends up in Asgard and fights Thor and like gets taken in by Odin. Like, he wields Stormbreaker. Beta Ray Bill wields Stormbreaker. That's his weapon.
Yeah.
So, and then just like... So, and then Scuttlebutt is the name of his ship.
Okay.
She has become sentient. She's like a robot now and like talking to Bill. And like in this last issue, they had a little like almost romantic moment. And I just wanted to scream, kiss her! Kiss her!
Kiss the ship.
Damn, I do, man. I feel so bad for Bill. Like, I don't even care. Like, because Scuttlebutt feels inadequate in her own skin, too. And I'm just like, oh my God, just love each other, please.
This sounds like an odd story that I'm going to have to...
You need to read it, dude. Yeah, it's so good. This story has the most heart out of any Marvel title on the shelf, and I'll take that to my grave. I'm going to remember this Beta Ray Bill story forever.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It's so good. Emotionally, the art, panel to panel. Like, I love using that term, panel to panel. Like,
right.
It's just so good. It flows well. It's really well written. Solid shit, dude. I love Beta Ray Bill.
So it gets a solid support from the weekly.
And it's only going to be 5 issues. It's a miniseries. And I wish to God it was going to be a damn ongoing thing. Maybe, like, Marvel will listen to me. I've been, like, at them on Twitter constantly. Make this ongoing! But, I mean, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Beta Ray Bill.
Beta Ray Bill. All right. So, let's get off topic of comics for a minute. Let's talk about some basketball. NBA Finals! NBA. What did I say last year? What did I say?
You said, once the Suns acquired Chris Paul, you said, they're going to the finals. And I doubted you.
Everybody doubted me.
I didn't think... And knew the Suns were good, because they were pretty solid.
They swept the bubble!
Yeah.
They should have been qualified last year in the bubble, but their record wasn't good enough, so they got sent home. They were undefeated in the bubble.
Yeah.
And when that happened, I said, okay, that's fucked.
Yeah.
And then they got Chris Paul, the veteran OG, the CP3. One the last piece of the puzzle. Monty Williams is a phenomenal coach. We got Devin Booker, who's playing like Kobe Bryant.
Yes, dude's a monster.
What's the name of the center? I can't ever remember his name.
Ayton.
DeAndre Ayton. He's a beast.
He is.
He's fast as shit, lean as fuck. He Big gets body. Up and down the floor, and he gets buckets, and he rebounds. Like,
he does.
Who else is on? Javon Carter. Yeah. Love Javon Carter. WVU fan over here. Not major, but I love Javon Carter. That dude is heart and hustle, and I respect the shit out of him.
That's what I was going to say. The guy has heart.
You can't not respect Javon Carter. As a basketball fan, if you don't like Javon Carter, you probably like James Harden, and you can fuck yourself.
I'm not even going to go off on the James Harden rant. But yeah, I think, you know, I told you the other day that if the series that I think was the most mind-blowing was that Hawks in Philly. And then once the Hawks made it, I was like, you know, Trae Young has the push. He might knock out the Bucks.
He's just a little too young.
He is. Next year, I think they're going to be on people's radar after this performance.
We'll see what they do in the offseason. Yeah. I will say what little bit I did watch of the Hawks and Bucks. If Trae Young's not playing well, that team sucks. If Trae Young's not getting buckets, they fall apart.
Yeah, Capella is not a...
Yeah, that whole team's very young. Yes. They need a Chris Paul type guy. They need a veteran to lead the way.
Who do you think would fit well in Atlanta?
I don't know. I don't even know who's in free agency. Do you?
No, not
you know
this
who
year.
Would you know who would do really well?
Go for it.
Your boy Bradley Beal.
You think so?
Absolutely. I bet Bradley Beal could lead the Atlanta Hawks.
I would say they would have a good shot.
Him and Trae Young. Trae Young can get buckets, and Bradley Beal can do the big brother thing and be the vet. I think that would be good.
That would be a good combo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Maybe a Melo going to Atlanta.
Yeah,
he was there for a minute. But
I mean, yeah, but let's face it. Carmelo's just... I mean, I love Carmelo.
He's never been the same after.
No, he's just...
Denver.
He's not in great shape. He's a role player. He is now Vince Carter.
Yes.
He's playing his role and doing it well.
Not to knock Vince Carter in his prime.
No, absolutely not.
Vince Carter was...
Prime Carmelo. He used to give Kobe the hardest games of his fucking career.
Again, yeah. After he left Denver, he was never the same.
But yeah, once Carmelo, like, he got out of shape, he's built like a bag of laundry now. He can shoot the ball.
Oh, yeah.
The best Carmelo, fucking Olympic Melo, dude.
Yeah.
Remember when we watched the games?
Oh, he made that... He was the heart and soul of that team.
For no reason.
Yeah.
He's just coming out. Oh, I'm at like three-quarter court. Let me flick that bitch real quick. Yeet.
Nothing but
bucket.
Water.
Give it to me again, Kobe.
He was unstoppable.
Like, what the hell? So let's talk about the Bucks. Do you know anything about Giannis? Is he still hurt? Is he like hurt?
They're pushing for a day-to-day.
Okay.
So they're going to evaluate day-to-day.
What happened?
Something with his ankle. I didn't get to see the game, but I
he's
saw some
he's probably
got reports.
A fucking bruise.
Yeah.
I feel like everybody in the NBA gets fucking bruises and sits out.
Yeah. You know, the good old days where quarterbacks get their thumb hurt and they stop playing.
What's that name? Middleton. Yeah. Middleton gets buckets.
Chris Middleton.
I watched the last game a little bit when they played the Hawks. Middleton getting buckets.
Yeah, he can carry a team without Giannis.
That's what I was going to say. Giannis is the star, but they do all right without him.
They have a pretty solid roster.
But Suns and five.
So, I absolutely agree Suns and with five. You. Suns and five.
Suns and five. I like the Bucks too. Yep. They're a good team. I'm glad they made it to the finals, because if not, they're going to get busted up like Philly's about to. But yep. I'm glad that they've made it. But it's just, it's right. It's what the basketball gods want. And I firmly believe in basketball gods and karma. They got kicked out of the bubble. Chris Paul hasn't been to the finals. This is his first appearance. He's been in the league for however long now. It's now or never.
That's right, yeah.
You know? He's going to leave it all out there. Devin Booker is playing out of his fucking mind. That whole team All-star. Is playing fantastic basketball. Yeah. They're the only... I'm pretty sure... Don't quote me on this, but I'm pretty sure they're the only team that has a sweep in these playoffs right now. I can't think of any other series there was a sweep.
I don't think any of them have, yeah.
The Suns, who did they sweep? They swept the second round. Who was that?
Was that the...
The Nuggets. They swept the Nuggets.
Yeah.
They're the only team that swept anybody. Yeah. This is it. They're going to do... My original prediction was it was going to be the Suns in Brooklyn, and they were going to do to Brooklyn what Dallas did to Miami back in 2010.
Right.
But now... I think it's going to be a hard-nosed battle. It could go to a Game 7. I'm not sure. We'll see what happens with Giannis, but I do believe Suns, no more. I think it's going to be 5 or 6.
I agree with you. I love Giannis and his game. I root for the Bucks, but I'm with you. I think it's time for the Suns to win one.
It's time.
It's time.
They had Mike D'Antoni as their piss-poor head coach. Yep. Steve Nash in his fucking prime. Amari Stoudemire. The pick-and-roll fundamental gods. And they couldn't get out of the fucking second round of the West.
Yeah, they didn't make it.
They had to get past Kobe, but so what? Yep. Dirk Nowitzki got past Kobe.
Twice.
Dirk Nowitzki got past Kobe, the Spurs, and... I don't remember who the third team was, but yeah, Dirk Nowitzki went through the fucking gauntlet for his ring.
He did.
And you're telling me that Steve Nash and Amari Stoudemire can't beat the fucking NBA Finals?
The reason why...
Come on, D'Antoni is shit.
The reason why the Mavs won, Jason Terry, the Jet.
Jason Kidd.
Too.
I love Jason Kidd.
The Jet really carried that team. No pun intended.
A little bit.
I loved that.
Do you remember when he did that, when he got that tattoo?
Yeah.
That was crazy.
He used to always have his arms spread out.
Yeah, for you, those of you that don't know, back in the day, you know, Jason Terry got that they won the finals tattooed on him before they won. And it was like this big fucking deal back then. That was like the Twitter hot subject back then. But luckily they ended up winning, so it's like totally accurate. But it could have gone really bad.
It worked out for him. I don't know how he would have covered that up, but he would have just put under it, never mind.
he can get the cover of that Nirvana album, The Fucking Baby. Never mind.
Never mind.
Oh, man.
But yeah, this NBA series is going to be something else.
I'm excited for it. There might be a couple blowout games, but I think they're all going to come down to the wire, and I believe Chris Paul's veteranship is going to be what guides the Suns to the end.
And you know, Kyrie said, I finally got a guy that can make that shot. I think Devin Booker is the dude that'll make that shot every time.
Honestly, I'm not religious by any means, but like I believe RIP Kobe. Like he's up there somewhere doing whatever, and I feel like Kobe's soul is fucking pulling strings, okay? The Lakers won it last year. Devin Booker and Kobe were super fucking close. You go back, you remember the video with Kobe and Michael Jordan, and they showed him side by side, and it's like them doing the same moves?
Yes.
They've got a video out there now of Devin Booker next to Kobe, and he's out there doing the same shit. And it's like, mate, like, Kobe's not playing through him, obviously. Like, that's just fucking stupid. But it's like, I don't know. It just feels right, you know? Like, that's what the universe wants. I don't know. Dude, I get these weird feelings in my gut, and I just fucking go on and on and on.
I mean, I agree with you, and you've been spot on. through the whole playoff series.
I'm like a fucking Nostradamus of basketball. Like I know if like you sinned and like you're done.
Yeah.
I fucking hated that Brooklyn team with all of my heart.
I do too. And you know, as a Wizards fan, you know, I was glad that we got Russ and we traded for John Wall. I really think that I love John Wall, But I think that we got the better end of the deal.
I agree.
I think Russ ended up being the better player than John.
John especially. Held on for too long, man.
He did.
They held on to him for too long.
Yeah. Should have traded him probably in his prime after the dunk contest.
Honestly,
that would have been the time to trade John and get some assets.
Unfortunately, but, you get to get these young guys, especially the point guards, the short, quick guys, they just can't stay healthy. It's hard on their knees and ankles moving that fast in them directions. Look, Chris Paul, injury prone. Who else?
Rondo. Prime Derrick Rose.
Derrick Rose
is the perfect example for this.
Derrick Rose was explosive as hell.
Nobody can challenge the MVP caliber that Derrick Rose was before his injury.
That year, well, I think it was like 2009. I think you were at my house when we watched that first game of the first round, Chicago against Boston, and Derrick Rose fucking gave them their ass, dude.
Yeah.
Handed it to him on a silver platter and said, "Hold my dick."
I've never seen somebody who could compete with Dwayne Wade, the Flash, like Derrick Rose did.
Yeah.
He was up and down the court, gave it heart and hustle every game. I don't think we'll ever see anybody like Derrick Rose. Again, prime Derrick Rose.
It's a shame.
It is a very big shame.
It's a shame. We love Derrick Rose, though. We stand that man.
Yeah.
He's torn both his knees however many times now, and he's still getting buckets. We love Derrick Rose. Derrick Rose, if you've somehow listened to this podcast or you can feel my energy vibes through the universe, like, we love you, dog.
You're the man. You're the man, D. Rose.
All right, so we're getting to the end of the show here. I'm going to do a quick little advertisement. Later on today, I'm going to be doing my second indie spotlight. All of you guys that have slid in my DMs on Twitter and sent me your books, thank you so much. Mad respect. I'm going to be making a video review for all of those here shortly. And I have another exciting announcement coming up in my indie spotlight video, so you don't want to miss that. Thank you so much for joining us on the first episode of the
like
Weekly Pools.
Share this everywhere.
Yeah, like, share, follow me
on
YouTube.
Tweet at us.
Yep, follow Tevin on Twitter at the Tevin without the I. What else? Follow me on Twitter at the Weekly Pools. Follow this podcast. We're gonna try to do it weekly, but we'll see how it goes. We're grown men with full time jobs, and
that's
I got
right.
a baby on the way, so we'll see what happens.
It's gonna be difficult, but like I say, we'll try to make this a weekly thing.
Love what you do. Read comics. Support your local comic shop. Support indie creators. Mad love. We'll see you guys next time on the Weekly Pools podcast.
Stay raw.
Raw and dirty.
Stay raw.